A. Government. 1. To abide by. Meaning, formal, to accept and act according to a law, an agreement, etc. Example, motorists who do not abide by the rules of the road should be severely punished. 2. Parliamentary democracy. Meaning, a system of government in which candidates are voted to represent the people of a country in a national parliament or assembly. Example, freedom of speech is usually one of the rights enjoyed by citizens in a parliamentary democracy. 3. To adhere to, meaning to behave according to a particular law, rule, set of instructions. Example, governments which fail to adhere to their election promises generally become unpopular very quickly. 4. Constitutional government, meaning connected with the laws which a country is governed by. Example, the media have an important role to play in reporting on the actions of politicians to ensure the proper functioning of constitutional government. 5. The executive branch, meaning that part of the government organisation responsible for implementing laws and decisions. Example, the enforcement of policies affecting schools and hospitals is the responsibility of the executive branch of the government. 6. The legislative branch, meaning that part of the government responsible for making laws. Example, laws relating to human rights have been passed by the legislative branch of many national governments. 7. The separation of powers, meaning the principle that separates government authority into three branches. Legislative, the parliament or senate. Executive, the president or ministers. And the judiciary, the judges and courts. Example, in the USA, the independence of the courts from the government is safeguarded by the separation of powers. 8. To adopt policies, meaning to start to use particular policies. Example, in order to deal with traffic congestion, the government must adopt policies to restrict the use of private cars. 9. To impose spending cuts, meaning to introduce new rules to spend less money on something. Example, it is essential for the authorities to impose spending cuts on space programs in order to fund health services. 10. To raise taxes on, meaning to increase the amount of tax on something. Example, government should raise taxes on cigarettes to persuade more people to give up smoking. 11. To curb public spending on, meaning to restrict what the government spends on something. Example, I would argue that it is preferable to curb public spending on building new roads rather than to impose spending cuts on education. 12. To allocate resources to, meaning to make money and materials available to do something. Example, if government allocate more resources to improving public transport, this will reduce the problem of traffic congestion in cities. 13. To introduce restrictions on, meaning to limit what people can do or what can happen. Example, the government must introduce restrictions on smoking in public places. 14. To infringe on, upon something, meaning to limit somebody's legal rights. Example, governments must sometimes infringe upon individual freedoms in the wider interests of society. 15. To be a government priority, meaning something which is so important that the government should deal with it first. Example, in developing countries, spending on health and education should be top government priorities. 16. To prioritise expenditure on, meaning to put the need to spend money on certain things first. Example, I believe that it is important to prioritise expenditure on medical research in order to save lives. 17. To provide funding for, meaning to give money to enable something to be done. Example, providing funding for healthcare must be a priority of the government's. 18. High on the agenda, meaning something which is among the first things in the list of actions to be taken. Example, the rehabilitation of prisoners must be high on the agenda of prison authorities everywhere. 19. To exert pressure on, meaning to use to influence somebody or something. Example, environmental organisations should exert pressure on governments to invest in renewable energies. 20. To form a pressure group, meaning to organise a group of people who try to influence the government to achieve the action that they want. Example, activists in my country have formed a pressure group to persuade the government to close nuclear power stations. 21. To provide public subsidies for, meaning to give government policy to reduce the costs of services or to produce goods in order to keep the price low. Example, in order to promote agriculture that is environmentally friendly, the government should provide public subsidies for organic farmers. 22. International bodies, meaning organisations which operate in many countries. Example, national government ought to give funds to international bodies like the Red Cross and the United Nations to deal with emergency situations. 23. National and local authorities, meaning government organisations acting at a national level or within a smaller local area. Example, tackling crime is a responsibility of both national and local authorities. 24. Non-governmental organisations, NGOs, meaning a charity or association that is independent of government or business. Example, individuals could donate money to NGOs to help others in need of food, shelter and medical services. 25. To campaign for something, meaning to take part in a series of activities in order to achieve a specific aim. Example, people who are concerned about the environment should campaign for stricter controls on pollution. 26. Government decision-making, meaning the process of deciding about something official. Example, pressure groups are sometimes able to influence government decision-making. 27. To impose an official ban on, meaning to say or declare that something is not allowed. Example, the government ought to impose an official ban on the use of mobile phones on public transport. 28. Government sponsorship, meaning the act of providing financial support by the government. Example, government sponsorship of the arts is necessary if creative talent is to be encouraged. 29. A welfare state, meaning a taxation system which allows governments to provide for the economic and social well-being of its citizens. Example, in order to eradicate poverty, I believe that a welfare state should be established in all developing countries. 30. A stopgap measure, meaning a policy or action adopted for a short time until some more permanent solution is found. Example, building more prisons will not solve the problem of rising crime rates, but it is a stopgap measure which the government must take to protect ordinary citizens.